No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Only one day down in free agency, and the Chicago Bulls already find themselves with 14 guaranteed contracts on their roster, with only one open roster spot left that's expected to go to Josh Giddey. On today's episode, we're going to talk about what the Bulls expect to do the rest of preseason, the best players available still out of the market. Do any of them make sense for the Chicago Bulls? And we now know the market for a Nikola Vucevic trade destination. We'll talk about all that, plus dive a little bit into the mailbag right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Eric Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go and get into this content today, y'all. And so the Bulls, after day one in free agency, stand at 14 guaranteed contracts. Now, that's not too surprising. We went into this offseason knowing that the Bulls were really only going to have two roster spots to play with. That's one acquisition or a re-signing and their first round draft pick. We already knew that that was pretty much going to be the case unless the Bulls made a drastic trade or move to send out more players than they bring back. So now with the re-signing of Trey Jones to this team, that now then locks the Chicago Bulls in to 14 guaranteed roster spots and not that much flexibility to add a lot of players unless they open up something through a trade or if they do something like buy out Javon Carter, just waive him outright, eat the cost of that contract. That's something that they can do as well. But otherwise, it means that THT is not coming back. Oh, thank God. While we still got the ball-headed ho Javon Carter on the team, which hopefully they find a way to do something with that, include him in another deal, something. Please just get him off the Bulls. At least we know this is the last year, if nothing else, that he will be on the end of that bench for the Chicago Bulls, even though, granted, he did have a couple of really good games for the Bulls last season. I think there was a game against the Hawks where he almost single-handedly won us that game by keeping us in it in the first half of that game. So, you know, Javon Carter even has had his moments here with the Chicago Bulls. It's just been very few and far between. But with that said, this now shifts everything towards Josh Giddey, right? And the market now for Josh Giddey, who still remains unsigned after day one of free agency. This is really the longest that the Bulls have let a restricted free agent go into the offseason. And, you know, while I expected a trade maybe coming late last night, re-signing coming late last night, does not seem like it happened. So it would indicate that these parties, the Bulls and Josh Giddey, may actually be further away on a deal than initially thought. While it's still commonly thought, even Casey Johnson has said it, the most likely scenario is that he still comes back to the Chicago Bulls. The market is now basically dried up. There are not teams with cap space to really sign Josh Giddey, not to what he's reported that he wanted before. So it looks like maybe at the Bulls may actually, like I said, AK may actually be negotiating this time. Maybe he finally has, learned from negotiating against himself. And it's like, hey, listen, we love you, Josh Giddey. We want you here. But also, we need to do a deal that's smart for our team, that's smart for this place of our roster. And if that's where AK is and Eversley are in their talks, I don't think anybody can be mad at that. I know that there are going to be some Josh Giddey stands, not fans, that say things like, oh, my God, just give him his money. But, you know, the Bulls with having – the thing is, right, is that once you're a team that has achieved cap flexibility, typically teams try to stay in that place of having a flexible cap sheet as long as possible until they are sure about the team that they are building. And because the Chicago Bulls are only going to have seven players, basically half their roster is going to be gone at the end of the season as far as just open roster spots, that they have a lot of cap flexibility. And so the Bulls may just be looking at, hey, how do we structure the contract, right? What type of money? Is it going to be a shorter term deal? Is it maybe going to be a 2+1, a 3+1, as far as a team or a player option in that last deal? Are the Bulls looking to do something like that in the Josh Giddey thing? I will tell you what, there's going to be a segment of Bulls fandom that if this contract is announced at anything less than $30 million worth annually, they're going to absolutely just act like AK and Eversley have done the most great thing in the world just because he's got less than what was the reported talk, right? But when you look around our deals around the NBA, I do think 27.5 is probably a fair mark for where Josh Giddey is. I'm not saying his camp's wrong for asking for more. We've talked about it before, even on the Bulls side. When you are negotiating, you start high, make them talk you down. So Josh Giddey and his agent could be playing that. The Bulls could very well be playing the market and what's realistically out there for Josh Giddey now. But they also have to walk a tight line, because if Josh Giddey does take the qualifying offer, which is a possibility, it's still a slam chance, but it is a chance. If he were to take that qualifying offer and have a season like he's expected, or have a season close to how he finished the season, that's going to get even more expensive. That then could go from $30 million to $35 million very easily if he has that. And then on top of that, he's an unrestricted free agent. So then now you have to deal with three of your players having the chance to walk and go anywhere else. And so that's also something the Bulls have to manage in all of this as well. And I'm sure they're looking at all that. But the Josh Giddey thing, I think that's going to be, it may, you know, Casey Johnson said that this can go into July. I mean, well, hell, we're in July now, the first day of July. So we'll see if something gets done between now and the holiday weekend. If not, maybe both sides come back to the table after having a week or whatever of really sitting on their deals, and they make a determination at that point in time, and we shall see if they do. But with that said, of course, there's a lot of trade talk around Ayo Dosunmu, Kobe White, things like that. And, you know, I think when you got to come down to it, it comes down to the Chicago Bulls are, you know, they're managing everything. And as they should, this should be a team that's looking at every single thing that they can do as far as how they can improve their team. And I've said it before. I'll say it many times again. If you want to make trades and do good assets with it, you have to just get it. Sometimes you have to trade your good players. And so it's not as simple as trading P. Will or trading any other player because you have to get it done. And And so I think that ultimately you just have to get it done at a place where if you want to maintain assets, you have to play, or you want to gain assets and valuable assets. Sometimes you have to trade good players. And also the Bulls have to look at the unrestricted free agency that's coming up for these guys as well. There's a big part into that that matters in all of this. So I think that comes down to it overall. And the Bulls just got to see what they're going to do. Now, the Nikola Vucevic trade market is another one that we're watching to see what happens here. I still think the most likely scenario at this point in time is simply that the Chicago Bulls and Nikola Vucevic is going to be in a Bulls jersey, maybe through the trade deadline, maybe until the end of the season, really. But the Celtics and the Warriors seem like the two teams that are most looking for a big, right? The Boston Celtics, who have made at least one acquisition in regards to the center position, but unless they plan on Luke Garza being the only center on the roster, they could still very well be interested in centers. And we've already heard that, you know, Anthony Simons could be the mechanism to get there. I would still think that would have to come with moving one of the guards that we already have. I don't think you add further guards to this team without moving off of some of them, or you maybe find a third team to reroute them to. But the Boston Celtics, with Al Horford still on the market, we don't know what's going to happen there. And Luke Garza right now, the only acquisition that the Boston Celtics have made and the player that can play center, they have a really big gap at that center position. And so that could be something that they very well look at to try to do something with. But, you know, we'll see what happens with this. The Celtics are in a place where they've gotten under the second tax apron. They could be looking to get under the first tax apron as well, and they have a chance to get that done. And some of that could be with trading Anthony Simons and some other pieces and not taking him as much back. So maybe Vooch as an expiring offer something to them there. Again, I'm just saying if, I don't know for sure. And then the Golden State Warriors still remain a team that still is looking for a center and that still needs some center depth. Kevon Looney's gone. He signed with another team, and reportedly they are prioritizing a stretch five in their pursuit of a center. And there's not really a lot of those guys left out on the open market. There just isn't. So there's a chance here and I'm not saying necessarily for Kuminga. I'm just saying that there's a chance that the Warriors do have some interest in Nikola Vucevic. And it just comes down to what maneuver do you use to get there? When you look at them, really the only centers that they have on the roster is still Trayce Jackson-Davis, who've already seen how limited he can be sometimes in the playoffs. And you got Quentin Post, a young guy who really stepped up last season and didn't really give too much back, right? But again, it was his first postseason. They could be very well looking for growth from him and could be fine there. But I do think the Warriors are another team that is definitely looking potentially for a center, and they have reportedly want to prioritize a stretch big there. So those are things that really open up when it comes down to it. And I think that that's the thing when it all looks and it all comes down to as well. So we'll see what happens here with the Bulls. Like I said, they have some flexibility to do some things when it all comes down to it. And I think that that's the thing that we'll see. The Bulls have an avenue to be more active if they choose to do so. I've said it many times before. I'm not going to keep belaboring that point. If the Bulls really want to be more active, they can be more active. There's no ifs, ands, or questions about it. It's just how aggressive does AK really want to be, and how content is he with just leaving this roster as is and then taking calls over the course of the season and making a determination by the trade deadline? That's the questions that really sit there when it comes down to it. So we shall see what happens overall what it comes down to. But let's look at the free agent market. Are there any free agents that still make sense for the Chicago Bulls, right? I'm going to focus on the center position because I think everything. We have so much depth, even at the center position. But we'll see. If the Bulls want to bring in a more defensive-minded center, there are some options out there. Precious Achiuwa, even though undersized, it still would fit that mold of kind of more of a defense than anything guy. He is still out there, definitely. Chris Boucher with the Toronto Raptors is another guy, again, undersized in a way, but would fit that mold of more of a defensive and can switch a little bit as well when it comes down to it. And that's really it when you look at switchable, defensive, more-minded centers. Of course, you still have DeAndre Ayton there as one of the best free agents on the market for sure. But again, do the Bulls want to take a chance and a risk on a guy that is so questionable, not only his desire to play basketball, but also just where he is? He has one more day that he needs to clear waivers. He will clear waivers by this evening, which is where he can start signing with the team. Still feels like the Lakers are probably the most likely scenario and outcome for him. But that's really it. You got guys that you could take a flyer on, and Marvin Bagley, not really interested. Jackson Hayes, not really interested, right? Al Horford as a veteran option. We have that. We have already veterans there, so I'm not really interested. I think also if Al Horford does leave the Celtics, it's going to be to a team where he feel like he can still compete for a championship. He could be somebody that the Warriors pivot to as well. Make no mistake there. So there's not really a lot of guys out here that I'm looking at and saying really does much for me. Of course, Miles Turner would be an absolute get for the Chicago Bulls. Legendary
doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Or to be something that was realistic there, but I don't think that he's going to leave Indiana. I don't think the Bulls are really ready to make that type of offer when it comes down to it either. Mo Wagner is still technically out there, but it seems like him and the Magic are working on another deal. But Mo Wagner is a player that I would absolutely love to have here in the Chicago Bulls uniform. I would take Mo, even coming off that injury, handedly, right? So, you know, we'll see what happens there, but that's really the only center options. And then when you look at kind of wings, the Bulls not only don't need any wings, but none of these guys really make any sense for the Chicago Bulls, really, when it comes down to it, right? Maybe they try to make a move for Jonathan Kuminga as part of a sign-in trade, but that's really it. I don't really see anybody else being a player that the Bulls really take a hard look at personally. And then guards. The Bulls better not be looking at any guards. Come on now. What are we doing here? So it seems like free agency is all but done for the Chicago Bulls in a meaningful way, but that doesn't mean the offseason is done. Now the Bulls need to get working on re-signing Josh Giddey, finding maybe some trades for pieces that they have, and we'll see where things can sit at when it comes down to it. We'll see where it can sit at. So overall, we shall see. You know, we'll cover it like nobody else does here at Chicago Bulls Central, but let's go ahead and get into some of these voicemails. This one's from Vikram.
What up, Ace? Vikram, my bad. I just left a voicemail, and low-key, I realized I was yapping. So let me just rephrase everything. So my 2 points was that, do you think the odd men out, based on everything with, like, Bisumu, Trey Jones, Kobe White, like, all that heavy guard forward rotation, do you think the odd men out could actually be, like, Kevin Huerter or Dalen Terry? Because they seem like Kevin Huerter seems he's going to be expendable because he's like starting contract. He's kind of like around the Kobe White age, but like he isn't anywhere as good as Kobe White. And this could give opportunities for like Noah Senge, Julian Phillips, maybe even Dalen Terry. Do you think he could be the odd man out here in this scenario? Or maybe Dalen Terry seems like to be a pretty clear odd man out because I don't see him really get real minutes. And then my second point, do you think that Julian Phillips has a legitimate shot at being our starting three this year? I think this is the first year we can really see like there's an open spot for the three, and Julian Phillips has a real opportunity to get a lot more minutes on our team. I know you said Isaac Okoro is like could be that guy to start a three, or like Kevin Huerter. But do you think that, I don't think Noah Senge will get many minutes to begin with. I know you said that. I know Casey Johnson said that. It's going to be long, like a long season, and he's going to have to work his way up to getting minutes. But for the time, do you think Julian Phillips could fill in as like, almost like a Jaden McDaniels light? You know, like obviously not as good, but can shoot a bit, defend a good amount, and he could really take that leap. He's only, 21 years old or something? Like, I feel like he has a lot that he hasn't touched, like, tapped in on. And I know he's a pretty good one-on-one player. I remember in, like, high school, and like, against, also in, like, a practice, in, like, a YouTube video I was making, he's a good one-on-one player. I remember he beat Modest. Like, he has some, like, untapped like scoring and shot creation potential that I think could be tapped into a bit if he's given that run to maybe get be that starting three. So let me know what you think. Do you think that the odd man out is Kevin Huerter, Dalen Terry, and do you think Julian Phillips could be our starting three next year?
Who's the odd man out? That is a really great question there, Vikram. And I think that, you know, the Bulls are going to have a very competitive training camp when trying to find out the balance of their roster, right? A guy like Dalen Terry, I do think, would be a better case to vote on as the odd man out, mainly because of Kevin Huerter's ability as a system player to shoot, to dribble, to pass. Also that he was a really good team defender last year for the Chicago Bulls in the team concept. And Terry just so far right now does not have that one NBA skill that you can hang your hat on that you're guaranteed to get out of him every night in and night out, other than energy. So I would say that's probably the most likely scenario out of the players that you named. But I think this, when you look at it, it's going to be very competitive. Julian Phillips, Patrick Williams, Dalen Terry, Noah Essengay, Isaac Okoro, right? All these guys are fighting for minutes over the same positions. And I think it's good to have that depth, but I think that this is going to be one of those times. Like, Noah's coming into training camp hoping to earn a role. Now, I don't know how successful he will be in that, but he's definitely coming into training camp wanting to earn a role in the show. If nothing else, defensively, rebounding-wise, all those things, he can offer something for this Bulls team right now. That's what Noah Essengay is trying to prove, even in his rookie year. You got guys like Patrick Williams, who I'm sure is motivated by all the moves that the Bulls have made that almost have now left him phased out of the rotation completely. So, yeah, it's going to be a very competitive training camp. You mentioned Julian Phillips starting. I don't think that either. Like, he would have to pass Io, Herter, Okoro, maybe even P. Will, to get to that starting role. Now, Julian Phillips was getting off the bench before P. Will at the end of last season, but P. Will is still playing more minutes than him. So even that, I can't say is a surefire thing yet either. So it's going to be very competitive. And I think if Billy Donovan plays this right, competitiveness is what brings and should get the best out of the players that you have here. Now, you also are going to have some pretty good depth. Billy Donovan always uses that flex kind of 10th man there in the rotation that doesn't play consistent minutes. That may go to Noah. That may go to P. Will. We don't know exactly what's going to happen here. But that wing area, that 2-3-4, the players that can play multiple of those positions are all going to be fighting over that spot. So, you know, starter, I still would bet on Kevin Herter because of ability to stretch the floor. Maybe Isaac Okoro, maybe, right? As far as the guys that are coming off the bench and having a role, all those guys are competing. All those guys are trying to bring it. All those guys are trying to show something for the Chicago Bulls this season and what they can bring in. You know, we'll see. There's going to be a couple of odd men out of the rotation. One of the bigs is not going to be in the rotation out of Zach Collins and Jalen Smith. One of those guys isn't going to be in the rotation. One of P. Will, Dalen, and Julian is more than likely not going to be in the rotation. If all three of those guys are in the rotation, it means Noah, Isaac Okoro, or Kevin Herter are out, right? So it means that. You know, there's a lot of depth on this team, and there's going to be players that just don't play. And I tell you what, I mean, everybody got to bring it. You're going to have to earn your roster spot this year, because hearing things like P. Will, it's on him now. The Bulls are no longer really thinking about him as part of the core of the future. We got to see how this all is going to shake out. But I think this is going to shape up to be one of the more exciting and unexpected. It could be, right? Unexpected kind of training camp periods for the Bulls, and how and who comes out of that rotation and then sticks into that rotation during the season is going to be a really big part of watching how all this unfolds and shakes out. So great voicemail there, Vikram. Great question there as well. And I, for one, can't wait to see how it goes, because, yeah, it could be very fun to watch how these players kind of all mold. Who comes in? Also, if Julian and Dalen take a step up, a big step in their offseason, Julian in year three, it could really change and determine some things as well. So we shall see what happens there, Vikram. All right, let's get into this next one, man. This one's from Reginald.
What's up, Hayes? Just saw that the Bulls re-signed Trey Jones for 3 years, $24 million. Great deal. I honestly thought he was going to get a lot more in free agency. It probably was because he got hurt and couldn't finish off the year. But I was thinking he was going to get anywhere between $12 and $13 million. But to get a backup for Trey Jones caliber for just eight, wow. I mean, I know a lot of teams are worried about that luxury pass in the second apron. But I didn't think it'd be to disagree where last year someone like Trey Jones would have got a lot more. But, you know, hey, that's a lucky break for us as Bulls fans. But I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's going to be given a big role. You know, him and Io coming off the bench actually solves a lot of problems. Because Trey Jones isn't just a good facilitator, he's also a scoring threat. He can attack the basket just as easily as Io can. And depending on what they do with Kevin Herter, you know, you can have him attacking kick out to Herter He was definitely coming off the bench. There's no way in hell he should be starting. Hey, this move opens up a lot of options for them on the court. But I'm hoping that AK isn't done, though I fear that he is. Hopefully they'll buy out Javon Carter's contract. And with that, maybe they can add one more player. I think they still have, I don't know if their salary cap situation is right, but hopefully they can continue to make improvements. Thanks for hearing me out. What's your opinion?
Yeah, the Trey Jones re-signing is a good move. You bring in a guy who fit into your system, was a good culture guy for you, and that ultimately just gets it done. The $8 million a year is not bad for a backup point guard for the minutes that he's probably expected to get here for the Chicago Bulls. He can play with either of your guards, that your starting guards, and Josh Giddey and Coby White, if both of them are here next season. I think that offers a really nice kind of pathway for Trey Jones to just get in and show into his role. Now, much like Coby and Giddey, he's going to have to show what he did after the Bulls acquired him is how he's going to be for the entirety of the year. He's going to have to show that. And, you know, we'll see. But Trey Jones, over the course of his career, has been a very consistent player. And, you know, that hasn't always been the stats that jump out the stat sheet for you. But this has been a guy that was coming off back-to-back double-digit years for the San Antonio Spurs on really good efficiency, right? And then he had a year where he fell out of the rotation and went down to 4.4, then came here to the Chicago Bulls and went right back up to 11.5. So, like, this is a guy that, per his role and per what he's asked to do, he performs very well in that role. And that's really what you're looking for, especially for the level of contract that he got. That's basically what you're looking for. So, you know, I'm not mad at the Trey Jones signing. I think that once we traded Lonzo Ball, it was what most people were expecting us to do. I think it was the right one. So overall, we'll see what happens there. But Trey has a really good opportunity to bring a much needed role and skill set for the Chicago Bulls. And let's hope that it works out for him and for the team. But that's my time for today, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following us at Bull Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullcentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like we liked in every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.